Today is 31st of May, last day of spring. When there are 3 months of summer, the summer for which we had so many plans and placed so many hopes until recently. For example, I wanted to go to Austria for a Rolling Stones concert and ride with my daughter and my girlfriend for a week in the west of Ukraine, through lands literally strewn with old castles, majestic temples and our man-made and natural beauty. But instead, I sleep in a sleeping bag on the cold floor, crouch in a trench, shake the sand out of my shoes and rifle, and dream of taking a hot shower. You quickly get used to all this and the usual comforts of your former life, a soft bed, a shower, restaurants, and not only camouflage clothes are hardly remembered at all in the army. But what you can't get used to is the mutilations and deaths, which are the very essence of war. A few days ago, another friend of mine died. We met with each other in a line at the volunteer center on the second day of the war. I once talked about him already, a farmer whose family was in the occupied territories, and he paved the way to freedom for them by phone. Now this guy is gone. The Russians killed him when he was pulling the wounded from the battlefield, shot him from mortars. A simple, honest guy, kind and clever, who terribly missed his family and dreamed of returning to his house as soon as possible with his wife and children. What harm did he do to the Russians? Why did he annoy them so when he was growing potatoes and sunflowers, when he went to church on Sundays and helped the children with homework in the evenings? Why did these people from the north decide that they should seize this man's house, make his family refugees, and kill him at the end? I remember the days when the invaders were just driven away from Kyiv, and it seemed to many, including me, that the war was about to end, that in the summer we will live in a completely liberated country, and we made plans for how we would spend this victory summer. And this comrade of mine called everyone to his village. He promised to feed us with simple but delicious homemade food, drink real village moonshine, and take us to the night garden to listen to the nightingales. But none of this will happen. Well, it is we, the survivors, will be able to drink moonshine and listen to the nightingales. But the most important thing will not be there, the person who invented it all. There will be no thousands of such people. Men and women, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters who were killed and will be killed by Russian murderers and sadists. And the idea that new ones will definitely be added to the huge number of deaths is also impossible to get used to.